Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, for many years, up until really quite recently, you know, Italian white wines were sort of not terribly interesting and sort of an afterthought. I mean, certainly there were a few notable exceptions, but, you know, the Pinot Grigios of the world, the ubiquitous, relatively bland, although even those have gotten a little more interesting lately. But you recently decided to go explore.
Yeah, and I think we're going to probably devote a lot of time this fall to exploring Italian whites. So here's the first venture into that. I wanted to find things that I wasn't familiar with. So I got a couple bottles of a grape called Falanghina, which comes from a region near Naples. The first one I tried was actually very nice, Terra d'Ora di Paolo Falanghina from the Irpinia region. And this is very possibly the modern successor to the greatest wine of antiquity, Falernian. This is from east of Naples, and it's an ancient variety. The aroma has, it just goes way, way back. The aroma for me had yellow pears, minerals, grassiness. The wine is very full and round with a burst of fruit and a very dry finish. Now, the wine evolved on the palate. It starts with a round texture, shows a spike of tangy fruit, apparent. Quince-like, I think, and then a little bit of minerality, and then it leads to that dry, long finish. Very, very refreshing. I loved it. Very, very nice. $16.
I like Terra d'Ora, even better.
Terra d'Ora di Paolo Falanghina. That was the 2013, a really nice vintage. I got the Feodi di San Gregorio Falanghina from Sannino. And this was from the 14 vintage, which is a much more difficult vintage. And you could taste it, no question about it. Many of the same hallmarks, kind of the same aroma, kind of the same flavors, but diluted.
Okay.
Just diluted.
Lacking the concentration.
Didn't have the concentration, a lot leaner. And yet it was still pretty nice. Now, the more I tasted it, the more I realized, hey, you know, this is a dead ringer for California Sauvignon Blanc. When it comes from this kind of a vintage. So if you're familiar with that, you'd be very comfortable with this wine. $15, a pretty good deal.
Great deal.
Even though I think that the 13 was the one I would prefer. Now, here's a grape that I did know a little bit about, a wine, I should say. It's called Gavi. And this is Broglio's Gavi from L'Americana Vineyard. And it's from 2015, $22. Gavi is an ancient wine produced in the Piedmont, and it's made entirely from the white Cortese grape. Now, Gavi usually isn't cheap, but it's an affordable luxury, you might say. Has an aroma of white grapefruit, lemon zest, sweet talcum powder, and the wine is very full and round with just a hint of fruit sweetness. And Hugh, this made me feel like, you know, maybe I was like at an Italian feast 200 years ago. And they were pouring this beautiful golden wine into my goblet, you know, while I'm eating all this great food. It really had that kind of feeling to it. So I loved it, the Broglio Gavi. Finally, kind of by mistake, I picked up a bottle of Arneis, thinking that it was from Italy. It's actually a Inotria Arneis from Mendocino County. It's a copy. Now, the fact that they're copying Italian whites in Mendocino, I thought was kind of interesting. But Arneis is a pretty popular, pretty well-respected grape in Piemonte, and this was a very, very palatable, very, very nice version of it, and I was impressed. It's truly a full-body white with good acidity and rich fruit, and it just was lovely. Maybe not a pretty wine, but it really made a big statement. So Inotria's Arneis from Mendocino, really, really fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.